For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It really is the most wonderful time. It's football season, Hugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I love this song whenever, Christmas time, football time.
Because it kind of fits. I mean, and plus all the dates start to run together anyway. They already got Halloween candy out, so it don't make no difference.
So you're saying it's basically Christmas?
Oh, yeah, might as well be. Because it ain't even Halloween season. We got Halloween candy out already.
Because they know people are going to buy it.
That's ridiculous.
You wouldn't? I mean, if you put Halloween candy in front of me, I'll eat it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not debating that part. But it's just like, come on, dog. As soon as it gets cold, two things are given. That damn spiced everything, pumpkin spice everything.
Don't miss out while it's here.
And that damn Halloween candy. Mm-hmm. And you, I think this is the time also, we go to the Home Depot stores and stuff and get like the decorations for you outside, the Halloween decorations.
It's all out, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it is September. At least it's September. That's not, it's no longer
it's ridiculous,
August.
Though. It's
well,
ridiculous.
When do you want to start putting it out?
Like give these holidays some time to breathe.
Yeah, but leave me
be with the spiced pumpkin.
See, no one has any solutions here. It's always like stop moving this so quickly. So give me the date. When do we put the Halloween stuff out? When does the pumpkin
give it
stuff
at least,
get?
Okay, about two more. Give it about two more weeks.
Middle of September.
Yes.
Okay. At least you got a solution.
Yeah.
It's irritating. The most
I'm skipping right to Christmas.
I'm fine with that. You want to play Christmas music?
Don't worry about it. We'll be there before you know it.
We will. All right. The Eagles will be in Brazil before you know it. They're on their way. But not if John Macko has anything to say about it. You know who John Macko is?
Who was that?
He is the representative of the 88th Assembly District in Wisconsin. You see what he put out last night? He put a statement out. He wants the NFL to move this game out of Brazil, says John Macko of Wisconsin. And I'll read this thing to you. Ready? In the light of current political and social climate in Brazil, I urge the National Football League and the Green Bay Packers to reconsider the upcoming game scheduled to be held in Brazil on Friday. The alarming reports of widespread unrest, escalating violence, and profound censorship against U.S. companies operating within Brazil paint a troubling picture of the conditions. They're hosting a game in such an environment, not only risk the safety and well-being of players, staff, and fans, but also risk sending a message to contrary to the values of the NFL and the Packers stand for. It would be in the NFL's best interest to move the game back to the United States where safety can be ensured for all in attendance and take a stand for the freedom of speech. Hugh.
Soft.
You know what I say to that?
Mm.
He sent that out yesterday, right?
Yesterday.
I don't know who the hell you trying to influence with your take. It's too late in the game for that, brother. This game is about to be played, and whatever happens, happens. Like most of the guys, I'm pretty sure they're going to stay in the hotel. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about that. Now, the fans and whatnot, I know we had somebody call in yesterday talking about it's just as safe as it is, as it's going to anywhere and wherever, South Philly or whatever. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe that, especially when you have groups of people reporting that, you know, they have wildfires and civil unrest. I don't know what part you're hanging out in. And we've gotten reports from Elliot. It sounds like it's cool, but I'm not a dice shaker like that. I'm not willing to take that chance.
You know what this is to me?
What's that?
This is false hustle. This is so he could say, I said it was a bad idea if something goes awry. And he looks good to people who agree with all this. And like, yeah, he's right. Get in the game. They're not moving the game. I mean, the game's on Friday. It's Wednesday. NFL, unless there's an act of God, right, like a blizzard or something where a stadium can't be used. When does the NFL just move games 2 days before they're about to play? There's no chance that they're moving this game unless, again, something happened to where, let's say, wildfires, right? Like, it was dangerous. The air quality, like, that's different. But unless something changes, there's no chance they're taking this game out of Brazil.
No, and hopefully nothing, this goes off without a hitch. It sounds like pretty good so far, so good. It sounds like Elliot's having a great time. So there might be some truth to you know, the fact that it's not that bad. But I don't see Elliot as a guy that's, you know, not moving out too far outside his comfort zone.
Yeah, I like how Elliot's our social and political barometer for the game.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it seems like he's having a great time, but still, you know, Don't want to take too many penitentiary chances when it comes to stuff like that.
No, you don't. 215-592-9494. The game's not getting moved. Let's all relax.
No, it's a wrap night. Now kiss the baby.
They're on their way. I mean, tell the plane to turn around. They're not changing the game. Mike in the Northeast is up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I love the show. Big fan.
Oh, thank you, Mike. What are you feeling today?
I want to take a shot at the mustache contest.
Okay.
The mustache contest.
What are you thinking?
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, Kevin Bacon. That is a really good guess. That is not it, but Mike, that is a good guess. All right, Mike, what do you think about Sirianni?
Clean slate. Let's go into the season positive-minded and just rooting for the team.
So you're not thinking about last year at all. It's all on Sirianni and what he does starting on Friday.
Correct.
I think more need to be like you. I wish I could be like you. I wish I could move off of things and forgive and forget. And Mike, great phone call. We appreciate you listening. That is, it's difficult for me. Hughes said he's going to do it, but.
Yeah. I mean, but if it goes awry.
Halftime on Friday night, we know it's going
to
happen.
I think it's going to be good, though, man. But if it goes awry, then I reserve the right to fan the way that I want to fan.
You waffled in 5 minutes.
No, I'm saying I reserve the right to fan the way that I want to fan.
You held on to that take.
He preemptively.
For 5 minutes.
He told us, don't be mad when I rip Sirianni.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying, if I see some of the same stuff that I saw last year, then no, I got a problem with that. Yeah, I got a problem with that.
I think most of us would. All right, can we give everyone the final clue here? It's rare that a Hughes Clues goes this deep into the show. $50 gift card on the line today to the Chesapeake Inn, which we're going to be at tomorrow. Chesapeake Restaurant and Marina. We'll be there 10 to 2 tomorrow. Chesapeake City, Maryland. And just for anyone who hasn't been there before, you know, you hear Maryland, you're like, oh, how far away? It's not really far. It's an hour from Philadelphia. It's a quick shot. We're going out tomorrow. Hugh, fourth clue. What do you got?
The fourth clue that I have is this individual is a co-worker.
Excuse me?
He's a co-worker.
Who's co-worker?
He's
at
my
WIP?
Co-worker.
Oh.
So he's my co-worker.
He's a co-worker.
He's our co-worker?
He's a co-worker, yeah.
All right, so that certainly narrows down the list here. So what do we have? We have Delco resident, mustache, birthday tomorrow, at some point did stand-up comedy,
yes.
And a co-worker here at WIP.
Yeah, and you know what else? Another thing is I don't see why y'all think I'm that deep. Kevin Bacon, y'all think I would pull a Kevin Bacon out of a hat? You
yeah,
think
but
that's
you
the
watch
one?
Tubi and weird movies.
I do. I watched a bad movie at Tubi last
Which
night. Oh, you know what I'm
Hugh,
about
hold
to
on,
watch?
Hold on. It's no, about to be one. Football season. You got to put the Tubi down.
No, it's the last one I'm going to watch, Joe.
No,
it's,
don't lie. Why are you lying and saying
no,
it's
the last one I'm going to watch. It was called, I got to remember the name, but it's another one I want to watch on Netflix called Deliverance.
Oh.
And Glenn Close, they were talking about Glenn Close's lines in Deliverance. I can't share what they were saying about him. But they said that she has some very colorful lines. Can't
wait
to watch that movie.
You tell everyone that you're not that deep to pick Kevin Bacon, and now you're pulling out Glenn Close lines.
I did. That didn't go together, did it?
No, you are the kind of person that would do that. That's why these guesses come in the way they do.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to think of this movie that I was watching on Tubi that was really, really bad. It was something about...
All of them?
No, it was... what was it? It was called, I think... Priest, Samurai Priest.
What are you doing?
It was a Samurai Priest.
There's so many good things.
I mean, you had to have known that was going to be bad
Samurai
before you
Priest.
No, I started, and then I was like, yeah, I can't do this. I started, and I was like, you know what? It ain't that bad. I can't do this.
It's like you with the plant-based butter. You're just
yeah,
not
was
willing
like,
to give
was
up
just
on
like,
things
man,
right away.
It was like, I can't do that.
Samurai Priest, what is it about?
Yeah, it was Samurai Priest Vampire Hunter.
Oh
that's what it
gosh.
Was.
Oh my gosh, this looks
and it's
awful.
You see it? Samurai Priest Vampire Hunter. And I was all into it about 20 minutes, and I was like, you know what? It ain't that bad.
This is the kind of movie you see the preview and you know it's bad.
And see, that's what it was. When I saw the actor that was playing the Samurai Priest Vampire Hunter, I was like, yeah, I'm cool. I can't.
The plot is the vampire race slowly becomes extinct as blood no longer sustains its members.
Yeah, and they were attacking each other.
He was stop.
It was like,
hey,
listen.
Do you need recommendations for things
no,
to watch?
No, I thought it sounded like a good title.
No, it did not.
And then, you know, it was in the vein of, you know, the movies in that day was like the early 2000s.
Kyle earlier said we really, because he was upset at all the takes out there about the NFL, that we need football back. We've run out of, you've run out of things to watch. You need football back.
No, I wanted to watch. I really kind of wanted to watch that one.
Well, you're just
I got like 10 minutes into it. It ain't that bad.
It's just like his Sirianni take. Clean slate. No, he's that bad. All right, Joe in Cherry Hill. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, it's I'm definitely Bryce has got to go on the injured reserve list here. I mean, they can win without him. They can win this division. It's already over. Sirianni, I give him a clean slate. I think it all falls on the quarterback. I mean, and I definitely think that. And Kyle Quinn is the guest.
Joe, you're
a winner. He just hit all the boxes.
Boom,
there.
He just said boom.
Just
so, Joe, which one? Was it all the – like, how did you figure this out? Which clue? What gave it away?
I'll tell you what. I had a feeling right off the bat with the mustache, but when you went to Delco, I didn't know about his birthday, but I knew the Delco and the mustache. I had it like a couple
But wait a minute. My question to you is this, Joe. Why of all the people, did you guess Kyle, like, right out the gate? Like, curious.
Because you're crazy, dude.
That explains
it. No, that's why I wanted to hear. I just wanted to hear you say it. I kind of figured that's what it was.
I listen to you every day. I don't get to call a lot because I'm driving and working. I got to use my phone, so I don't call as much as I'd like to. But this has got to be. Gotta be Kyle.
Good job, buddy.
You nailed it, Joe. We appreciate you, man. And we'll get you the Chesapeake Inn gift card here. $50.
I feel good. I feel great now.
This is your best one, man.
No, I'm just saying.
Because you're the answer.
That's right.
No, because people are starting to get me. Like, they're starting to understand.
There's something real introspective going on right now.
No, listen. It's the fact that they're starting to understand how I feel about defenses and how I speak truth.
I've never been more disappointed than when people call it. Like, do I get it now?
No. Like, you know what it's almost like? It's almost like, you know, having a virus or a parasite or something that just eats away at you to the point where you just kind of give up and just kind of let it take you.
Is that you?
I'm the parasite.
Okay.
I've just kind of gotten to the point now where people say, hey, you know what?
It was about to be me for a second.
Maybe I'm just going to just give in to what he's saying. And they're listening. They're listening, Joe, every day.
Like a rash that won't go away.
Yes, there you go. That's exactly what it is.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And they're understanding. And it just makes me feel so good. I feel so good right now.
Well, I'm happy that everyone makes you feel good.
People are starting to get me. And they're starting to understand.
They're starting to climb into that mind that watches Samurai Priest or whatever that movie is. All right, so Joe.
Vampire Hunter, Samurai Priest.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I got to get this right. It's a very special movie. All right. Joe just won a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Arena. We'll be there tomorrow, 10 to 2, doing our show. ChesapeakeInn.com for details. Beautiful view from the Chesapeake right there. We'll be doing the show live tomorrow. Yes, and a happy early birthday to Kyle Quinn. Tomorrow is Kyle's birthday. And so not everyone knows this. You have to tell everyone the story. You, at one point, did stand-up.
I opened for Joe Conklin, so I won't be doing stand-up at Chesapeake tomorrow because I do consider myself a retired stand-up comedian.
One and done?
Did you go blue, though?
I went out on top.
Did you do blue?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's cool. I
started off by just like ripping a bunch of people from WIP because that was you know, the audience.
Yeah.
So like Angelo in particular, and that hit.
Easy targets.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So I thought I got a lot of laughs, did a pretty good job. I left to a roaring applause.
Well,
of the
then
crowd
why and, not give it another
because
go.
I go out on top.
Well, I mean, who knows?
Leave on a high note.
Maybe there's more to this.
Always leave them wanting more, Joe.
That's called showmanship.
That's exactly
right. That is what that is. Doug in Pensahawken hopefully has some showmanship on this call. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Doug.
I got to respond to the airline stewardess. You know what? Maybe he has a point there. That's a real elite running back talent they have right now in Dallas for 2019.
I think even before that, Doug, I think Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott were going high in drafts in like 2016 in fantasy football. It's 2024.
listen, these Cowboys fans can say all in all they want. They're all in denial, all in delusion. All right, it's gonna be, they're going to crash and burn so fast this year. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I always laugh when Jim or any other Cowboy fan does this. Like, do the Eagles have a lot of questions? Yeah, I think we'd all say they have a lot of questions. But the Cowboys have bigger questions. They don't even know if their quarterback's going to be on the team next year.
Well, we're not the ones saying it's our year every year, you know?
Well, it's not, I'll tell you this, it's not the Cowboys' year. That we know. Doug, good phone call. All right, is Mad Mike up next? We haven't talked to Mad Mike in a little bit here. Mad Mike, I'm guessing, has a thought on Sirianni. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I have a thought on Sirianni. That guy is a no-talent clown moron puppet, and he doesn't get any passes.
It's a lot. That's a lot.
So no clean slate for you?
No, he gets no clean slate. And the fact that you're trying to give him a clean slate makes me super mad. And you know what? Put Bryce Harper on the he's a fraud, phony panderer list and don't let him play because with his bloated contract and wanting more years. What a fraud.
Yeah, that more years thing really didn't work out the way Bryce wanted it to. I think he was expecting the sympathy and empathy from the fan base. He didn't get that.
Yeah. Go put the Philly fanatic on some more of your clothes, loser. Like, I hate this guy. Like, he's a fraud. He was a fraud in everywhere he goes. And we're like, oh, he's not a fraud here anymore. He's a fraud.
So do you think he's not hurt or you think he's hurt?
I think he's a big baby and he's trying to like, oh, I'm hurt. This is why I can't play good. Maybe it's because you're getting old and your skills have eroded.
Well, I mean, I think it's part
of
it.
Strong too.
Yeah, I mean, he's not young anymore. Mike, we preached the phone call. So as expected, Mike not willing to wipe that slate clean for Nick Sirianni here. The Bryce thing is, I don't buy the idea he's not hurt. You can see it. And also, Bryce Harper doesn't, when he plays, Hugh, when he's healthy, he hits home runs. He's just playing different. Like, he's hurt.
It's the timing. Even though I don't agree with what Mad Mike is saying, I mean, if you're being fair and honest, there is something to it because the timing of him saying that he's hurt and then all of a sudden it's just starting to look like he's going off the rails, even though he's hitting, but he's not hitting for power right now. It's just weird. And then he's back in the lineup again today. You would think that, like, if anything, you want Bryce to be ready to go when the postseason starts.
Do you agree with the take that Spike had yesterday, that it's a bit Embiid-ish to tell us all that he's hurt so he garners a little sympathy if he doesn't play well?
I will say this.
It's got a twinge of Embiid to it.
I will say this. When I was in Jacksonville and I was hurt and I played through that pain and I was getting ridiculed, I never said a word. Never said a word because I felt like anytime you walk out there on the mound, on the field, whatever it is you do on the court, like any excuse you have for injuries or whatnot is out the window. You can't say that.
It is one thing I do appreciate, Hugh, about Jalen Hurts. He hates to talk about his own injuries. Remember last year when he didn't want to answer questions about his knee issue, which was obvious to all of us watching? The year before, he was very reticent to talk about his shoulder, which was a problem. He he's the quarterback of the Eagles, so people are gonna dig on the truth, right? Reporters are gonna try to find out how banged up he is because he's the quarterback and it matters a lot. And the NFL makes you put these guys on the injury report for gambling purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Hurts is more towards the way your mentality was. I think if Hurts had it his way, we would never know what he's dealing with physically.
Because you open yourself up to being ridiculed more than anything. It doesn't help you. Especially when you make the kind of money that you're making to tell people that you're hurt. Because they're not trying to hear that. You're a Superman. You're looked at larger than life. So when you do stuff like that, it's perceived as weakness. You just got to go out there. You just got to play, man. Or you got to sit your butt down and get healthy. Because that's not an excuse that hunts when people are paying money. You're talking about people that like to gamble. Because you hear it all the time. Oh, you make too much money to be complaining. Get healthy. You know, nobody care. Oh, you're just a pansy. You're not hurt. Whatever. Yeah, so you probably need to sit down and just get healthy, man.
You know what else in terms of timing? And look, I think Bryce is actually hurt. I think it's obvious if you're watching it, you see it. He's not swinging the same way. He's hitting flares to left field instead of pulling the ball in the air the way he were typically used to him doing. I will say, though, Hugh, on timing, right? Remember we were discussing earlier about when A.J. basically said that, you know, Sirianni took one for the team last year by taking the blame for the way the game ended in the Seattle when it wasn't his fault at all. You know, couldn't have Bryce told us he was banged up the whole day and a half that we were ripping Topper for not using him as a pinch hitter? Wouldn't that have been the time?
He could have.
Because that could have taken all the heat off of Topper. Like, if Bryce comes out after that game.
Say, hey, man, I was hurt.
I'm banged up. I'm don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. I'll be fine by October. But it takes that heat off of Topper. Instead, this station spent 24 hours on Topper's a moron. How do you not use Bryce Harper as a pinch hitter? And the reason is because Bryce Harper's hurt.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it is, though. It's one of those things where you get retrospective when you start thinking about the injuries, and now you start to look at him, okay, that's why this and this and this didn't happen. But, yeah, it's one of those things, man, where you can't win by telling people at this late in the game that you're hurt. It's just it leaves you open for all kind of speculation, and now we're talking about whether or not he should be out, and now he's back in the lineup. So, yeah, it's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah, and if you're hurt, and you've admitted you're hurt, get to the IL. Get healthy for the playoffs here. Phil is in Brazil. Phil is up on WIP. Phil, how's Brazil today?
Yo, what's going on? I love you guys. Happy birthday, Kyle. Been listening to y'all since the evening driving to work. Hugh, I got to meet you at your Hall of Fame, Bron. So, first time calling in. Brazil is amazing.
Oh, we appreciate that. So, Phil, are you in Sao Paulo? Where are you right now?
I'm in Rio, and I'm going to go to the Eagles, like, official thing in Sao Paulo tomorrow, the kickoff party. They're going to play the game, I guess, Ravens Chiefs on a projector, and Swoop's going to be there and everything, and we're going to do that tomorrow. But it's been beautiful here. Any reports of danger and stuff, maybe Sao Paulo, but it's just the people here are amazing. There's definitely no danger.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you're having a good time. That's cool. Tomorrow night, the opening kickoff game, you guys could watch that. All right, Phil, what's your take on this whole Devin White thing? We talked about it a lot earlier. I mean, it's a big story this morning. Devin White not making the trip and, you know, the ankle issue, and now it seems like N'Kobe Dean is the starter. What's your thought on this thing?
Yeah, I think it's BS. I think everyone's going to contribute. I think they're going to rotate guys. I think N'Kobe's going to start. I think he's just injured. I think it's kind of yellow journalism. And I think a lot of the media leaks like last year, just is very divisive, and I just don't agree with it. I think everyone's going to play and everyone's going to rock.
So you're not buying the idea that he wasn't going to make the team or they were going to move on. You just think it's an ankle thing.
No, even if Dean started at the mic, like White could go outside, they can rotate in Trot, Bonds, like a career special teamer. Like they're all going to play.
It's the media's fault.
Just like this, like that, it's dangerous here in Brazil. It's BS. It's beautiful. Go Birds. Love you guys.
Phil, appreciate the call, man. Enjoy Brazil, and we appreciate listening. So here's
if I believe that Brazil ain't dangerous thing.
Well, not where Phil is.
No.
Yeah. I mean, Brazil's a big country with millions of people.
And it's not like if I went to Brazil, I'd go looking for danger. But the game ain't going to be played the Friday night. I mean, if I'm a career criminal – and I was looking at the best chance for me to go rob people.
A career criminal.
No, I'm saying, seriously, all jokes aside, if I'm looking to rob people, I'm going to probably rob them when I got the best chance of having the most people to rob, and that's probably on a Friday night.
Not on a Wednesday afternoon.
No.
Okay.
I mean, because I don't know what the robbing hours are. But I'm assuming Wednesday is not, you know, the witching hour for robbing.
As a non-robber, I don't know this either. I consider the witching hour from 3 to 4 on Sundays when Scott Hansen tells me it's the witching hour, and that will become this Sunday. So one quick thing on the Devin White situation. Someone gave Jeff McClain the story. Someone gave Albert Breer. I mean, Albert Breer is a national reporter, right? He's hearing from GMs and people around the NFL that, hey, the Eagles might trade Devin White. That's
what is yellow journalism, though? That kind of stuck out to me.
Yeah, like a little bit of make believe in there.
Okay.
Not.
You mean
not,
it's make believe that he gonna get probably get cut?
Well, our caller didn't believe that was accurate.
Mm. Well, it's because he didn't like the report. It's not because he doesn't actually believe it. Mm-hmm. This is very typical of Philly fans who don't like to be told something they don't want to hear. And they yell at the messenger for it.
Well, I mean,
kind of like we do sometimes.
Yes. Yeah, we do this. Well, I mean, nothing will ever top the Carson Wentz story in 2018.
It's the Hurt stuff this offseason. Nobody wanted to believe that there was anything, you know, going on from last year with him and Nick Sirianni. It's just don't tell me what I don't want to hear.
Yes, actions always speak louder than words. And the actions are Devin White is in the same country we are right now, which is America. The rest of the Eagles are going to Brazil.
Yeah, that's why it kind of threw me off when he said yellow. Yellow, wasn't yellow journalism?
That's what it was.
Yeah, because I don't think Devin White on that plane.
He's not on that plane.
I mean, I don't know how he's going to be. He's going to be, that's one hell of a rotation. over here in the States that he's going to be a part
of. Not part of it this week. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. We'll come back. We'll hit your phone calls. Phillies have an afternoon game today. Leading off, coming your way at 2. Your call's next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.